It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Hello, you are listening to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Jen Myers. I am joined, as always, in the studio by my good friend, Patty McHugh. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm very good. We are brought to you by our sponsors, brigalowcountry.com.au, which is very exciting. I love having a sponsor. It's
absolutely
good stuff.
Yeah.
We have a really cool show for everybody this week. It's the Sunday Gospel Brunch.
That's right. Show. Getting into gospel music,
yeah,
and playing it. Chatting about it and looking at some of the history of gospel and how it ties in with Americana.
It is a big part of Americana music. Yep. So,
but look, Jen, before we get into it, mm-hmm, we are going to do what we always do.
Yes.
Which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians in the land in the west end of Brisbane where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
That's right. Now, mm-hmm, gospel music, Jen.
Yes, sir.
Look, we're not, from the outset, we're going to say we're not here preaching. We're not trying,
nope,
to convert anybody.
Nope.
We're both atheistic, I suppose.
I guess I identify as an atheist these days.
But look, you cannot ignore the elephant in the robe, which is, of course, gospel music. It has played a huge part in country music in general, but mm-hmm, in Americana music and mm-hmm, alt country music. And I would challenge anybody to name a country music star out there who probably didn't do a stint in the church when they were young.
I absolutely think so. And I still think it's relevant today. Like, I'm not in the church anymore, but I still write gospel songs myself. And I know a lot of artists that do. Mm. Just because, you know, your faith might not align with that anymore doesn't mean it's not a beautiful art form.
No, absolutely. And look, the imagery is classic. It's mm-hmm, timeless. And so, you know, people who are non-religious are still using that iconography, mm-hmm, using those references. Everyone gets a Bible reference. And if you put that into a song, it's something very easy to relate to, even if you're not a religious person.
Mm-hmm. And those who are still believers, more power to them. Work it out. Do your thing.
That's right. Look, just to throw everyone in the deep end mm-hmm, of the holy water pool.
Yes, we got to get that holy water and baptized.
We're going to start with a track from Patty Griffin and the McCrary Sisters, and it's called Move Up.
Yeah, Move Up, baby.
Well, I believe in my soul and I'm going on home. Hallelujah.
Move up.
Oh, Lord. Move it.
Move up.
Move up. When the slavery is over, I'm going to stick my soul in the sand. I'm going to go on home to Jesus over in the glory land. I'm moving to the sky.
Why my Jesus loved me so,
yes, hold on.
to Satan he got mad. Missed that soul that he thought he had. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Brothers and sisters, don't you cry. There'll be good times by and by. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't weep. Well, oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Show the time now.
No more water, but fire next time. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned.
How good was that? That was Bruce Springsteen and the Seeger Sessions doing their version of Oh Mary, Don't You Weep.
Everyone's, I love that record.
Oh my gosh, everyone's having a party.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah,
that
man.
Was recorded live too. So not live to an audience, but live in a studio.
And everyone can, in the same room.
Yeah, it's got a great vibe to it.
What a vibe.
Yep. Now we are, of course, Jen, doing Three Chords and the Truth, the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's show is all about gospel. So it's our Sunday gospel brunch show.
That is correct.
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about how a lot of musicians grow up in the church mm-hmm. and in choirs and singing mm-hmm. and how that informs a lot of country music.
Mm-hmm.
The next artist that I wanted to play put out a gospel record, and it's great. He's an Aboriginal First Nation singer. His name is Roger Knox.
Yeah.
And this is off his gospel record, and he definitely grew up singing in the churches too, and you can hear it in this. This is Uncle Roger Knox with Gospel Melody.
Sacred memories often take me to the place where I grew up, to that little country church that I love so much. I used to go there every time that old church bell would ring, and I could still remember all the songs we used to sing. Like, oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They were
singing, Lord, I'm coming home, when I got saved. And when I got baptized, they sang Amazing Grace. And oh, how sweet the sound when everybody would join in and sang my favorite song, If We Never Meet Again. Where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separation comes no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. My mother loved to sing, and she sang clear and loud. I could close my eyes and I hear Mother now. I could still recall how Mother always loved to sing. She'd always sing the loudest, singing power in the blood. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
About that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
That was the beautiful voice of Alison Krauss and her version of Down to the River to Pray from O Brother, Where Art Thou? You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. We are doing our Sunday gospel brunch. How good is that, Patty?
Amazing. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jen, I would like to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au.
Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Brigalow Country also offer free shipping Australia-wide plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't get what you want, you can return it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So you can get all your yeehaw stuff, and if you don't like it, you can return it.
How good is that?
How good is that?
But Jen, they will like it because, look, I got their shirts and they're awesome.
I like my shirt too. We're offering Three Chords and the Truth listeners a 15% store-wide discount. All you have to do is enter the code 98.9FM at checkout.
That's 989.FM for your 15% off. Brigalowcountry.com.au, proud supporters of Australian country music and
Three Chords and the Truth.
Now, back to the music.
I got over. I got over. I got over. I got over. Oh, my soul.
That was Aretha Franklin with James Cleveland and the Southern California Community Choir. That's How I Got Over from Aretha Franklin's 1972 gospel record, Amazing Grace. Oh my gosh. Good Lord.
Oh, good Lord. Now, Jen, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So we're doing this gospel show. We're non-believers. We're not doing this for the religious side of it. So why are we doing this? What can you articulate to myself and the audience? Mm. What's the importance of gospel music in modern music?
Well, I was a believer. I used to be an evangelical youth pastor, actually. So I grew up in the church. And I sang, and that carries over to this day with my music. I still write gospel tunes. But not speaking about myself, it's very obvious to anyone who kind of goes back through musical history and looks at the way music works. I mean, especially, I think the big crossover point was when Ray Charles started playing what were considered hymn-like tunes, playing but writing pop lyrics over hymn-like tunes. I mean, you have Sam Cooke and the Soulsters. You have all these bands doing the gospel circuit. Previously, there was church music, and then there was popular music.
He was that crossover. He took it out of the church and into the homes of all Americans.
Absolutely, and a lot of people didn't like that initially. But as with most things, people don't like change. Initially.
Especially religious people.
yeah, and fair enough, they've got their ways, it's cool. But I think that kind of made everything cross over and, now it's just accepted that churchiness, church feelings, churchy vibes will be in popular music, but that doesn't stop, folks in the religious area from making their music and making their churchy gospel vibes and doing that there. So I think nowadays it doesn't have that kind of bad taste in people's mouths. It's funny, it's going a little bit the other way, where people that aren't religious, when they hear a gospel-esque tune, might feel like it's inappropriate but it's so ingrained in music that I don't think we'll ever be able to separate it out. So I think we should just accept that is that, and it's kind of grown into this.
Yeah.
And it can be utilized by believers and non-believers alike.
Well said, Jen.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's a perfect example of how sort of the mainstream can take that gospel sound and churchy sound and make essentially something poppy and palatable to the non-believing masses. Mm-hmm. This is a song by Trio, which is Dolly Parton, Emily Harris, and Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. And it's the song Farther Along.
Yeah.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Patty McHugh and I'm here with Jen Myers. And we are doing our Gospel Sunday Brunch, yeah. A show all about gospel music and its influence on modern country music, Americana and alt country.
Yes.
Now, Jen, in the background there, you can hear a Chain Gang song.
Mm-hmm.
You picked this one. Can you tell us how this is related to our topic this week?
Well, these songs were called field songs, and they naturally, African-American folks who were enslaved at this time were out in the fields working all day, and they had a really difficult life, but their faith kept them going. And so those songs, those field songs, became what we know as gospel, as African-American church gospel today.
Wow.
So that's the natural evolution of that.
Now, this recording, of course, isn't from that time period. It's a modern recreation of an old song.
It absolutely is. But the song itself is from that time period.
That's right.
Yes.
And this song was made popular by the movie, O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure was. That one just keeps coming back in the fold. O Brother, Where Art Thou has a lot of good stuff in it.
Well, Jen, at this point, we might leave the fields, mm-hmm. and we're going to shoot forward in time,
yes.
right to the modern day, and play a song by an Australian artist, Casey Chambers,
mm-hmm.
that is deeply, deeply steeped in the gospel tradition, this song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a great example of how it can be in the gospel tradition, but doesn't necessarily fall into that. It's not church music by any means.
Absolutely not. And Casey and Bill and the fellas that are playing with Casey, they're doing a really good job on creating this gospel atmosphere, but talking about things relevant to today. It's a really cool tune. It's called Abraham.
Oh, we failed you. Many times you bailed me out. Oh, we failed to understand and did laughed out loud. But nobody's laughing now. Stars and smoke, counting up those stars to believe that there was hope. Read it over and over, and then we knew that we were running so late, and there was so much to do. It's a long way from Canaan to where I came, and I changed all the verses, but the song, it sounds the same. And it's easier to believe that the stars are the ones to blame. Oh, we failed you, Abraham, we've come unstuck. So many times you bailed me out. Oh, we failed to understand and forgive and laughed out loud. Just around the corner from where everyone sleeps, he holds
the street. And he asked for forgiveness and something to eat. So we pray the Lord his soul to keep. Now everywhere we go is filled up with noise. And he did what he asked because he promised him boys. And I screamed so loud that I lost my voice. Oh, we failed you. Many times you bailed me out. Oh, we failed to understand and forgive. We laughed out loud, but nobody's laughing now. Sing to a different tune. It's all gonna end with a lightning bolt. You were right to condemn, cause it's all of our fault, and we're probably gonna turn to a pillar of salt. Oh, we failed you, Abraham. We've come unstuck. So many times you bailed me out. Oh, we failed to understand and forgive. We laughed out loud. Nobody's laughing now.
I'm gonna walk all that milky white way, oh Lord, some of these days. Well, I'm gonna walk that milky white way some of these days. Well, 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 I'm gonna walk up and take my stand. Gonna join that Christian band. I'm gonna walk all that milky white way, oh Lord, some of these days. I'm gonna tell my mother howdy, 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 when I get home. Yes, I'm gonna tell my mother howdy when I get home. Well, 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 I'm gonna shake my mother's hand. I will shake her hands that day. That's when we walk all that milky white way, oh Lord, one of these days.
I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Yes, I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. I'm gonna sit up. When we walk, oh, that milky white way, oh Lord, one of these days.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth with Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers, and this is our Sunday Gospel Brunch show where we're playing all things gospel music. That last track you heard was Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires. Mm-hmm. Singing Milky White Way.
Hey there, Patty. I'd like to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, BrigalowCountry.com.au.
Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Brigalow Country are offering free shipping Australia-wide on all purchases and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
And as a very special treat for listeners of Three Chords and the Truth, BrigalowCountry.com.au are offering a very sweet 15% off store-wide. All you need to do is pick the things you want to buy, and at checkout, enter the code 98.9FM.
That's 98.9FM for your 15% off store-wide at checkout.
Bargain.
Yeah.
BrigalowCountry.com.au, proud supporters of Australian country music and Three Chords and the Truth. All right, Jen, back to the music.
Hey, Patty, so when you were growing up, did you ever sing in church or join a choir or anything like that?
I sure did, yep. I grew up in a Irish Roman Catholic family.
And of course you did.
Yes, name like Paddy McHugh.
Yep.
Yes. Look, every Sunday we would be at church, 10 o'clock mass, and, you know, we were expected to be there and to sing and to kneel and to stand and sing from the hymn book. And looking back, and I'm not religious in any way now, but I can see how that must have informed my musical life.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing singing 6 or 7 songs and harmonizing every single week.
Absolutely.
And, I never played music in church, but I'm sure that it was ingrained, those melodies and those tunes and that way of writing and singing is probably deeply embedded somewhere in my psyche. And my Uncle Johnny's still the parish priest out at Gunnedah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I still remember like the first time getting into a church choir. I was so excited. It was a Christmas pageant and I wanted to sing Angels We Have Heard on High because I like the glow. I felt like I could riff.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I could learn how to do that, I was like 8. just figure out how to do that. And then that would be cool.
There is something really exciting and joyous and enlivening about church music. I'm sure it was written for that way. You know, in a way, it's a tool of the church, the institution.
It's praise music.
To grab people emotionally and pull them in and to grab them in. It's a tool of the church. And it's quite effective at doing that.
Oh, yeah. Serotonin is flowing when you're singing those songs.
Yeah. I just don't go to church anymore to do it. I just go to bars and stuff these days.
Yeah, my church is a different kind of church these days. My church serves tequila and lime and soda these days.
Yeah, I can't remember the artist, but he said one day, he's gone from bending the knee to bending the elbow, but, the outcome's the same. They're both getting closer to God. Right, Jen, we're doing this gospel show. What track are we playing next?
We're going to get you some Mavis Staples up there, she's going to sing a song called Far Celestial Shore.
There's a place I know for certain I will someday see, when I lay down my burden and look on Galilee, way beyond the surly bonds of earth and hate and war, on a far celestial shore. There's a valley of crystal waters, vines adorn the hill, and every bough is heavy with fruit. You can pick your fill. There's a land of plenty where no child shall want for more. on a far celestial shore. And I'll know such jubilation, joy and exaltation when I see my Lord. There's a choir and congregation. Ooh, how sweet the sound. But laughter too is everywhere. Grave faces are not found. Hallelujahs rise up from a whisper to a roar. Hallelujah. On a far celestial shore. Hallelujahs rise up. Hallelujah. From a whisper to a roar. Hallelujah. On a far celestial shore. On a far, far celestial shore. On a far celestial shore.
Jen Myers, it is shout out time.
Oh, yes, it is.
Now, this week's shout out, I'm going to send it to the good, God fearing people of Gunnedah.
Yeah, Gunnedah.
Where my Uncle Johnny is the parish priest, which I think is appropriate for this episode.
I think that's appropriate too. This is coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Jen, yeah. What is next on the show?
We're going to have a pretty cool track. It's a bluesy little tune. It's called God's Problem Child, and it features. Let me name them off. Willie Nelson, Tony Joe White, Leon Russell, and Jamie Johnson. How's that for a foursome?
That is an all-star team.
Yes, it is.
I did the best I could do. But the best I could tell. The higher I flew, the farther I fell. Born in the moon, raised in the well, washed in the blood. God's problem. Time, fine by me.
out of life. Keeping it song, saved through the night.
Heaven must love God's problem child.
Heaven must love God's problem child.
Heaven must love problem child.
Well, Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Three Chords and the Truth. It was fun.
I really enjoyed getting in the spirit with you, Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, Jen. Well, look, if you are enjoying the show, if you're listening out there, wherever you might be, anywhere in the wide world, please jump on our social media and let us know where you're listening from and comment on our posts. Let us know you're there. We love hearing from you.
Yep. Find us on Facebook or Instagram, either one.
That's right. And a quick shout out to any musicians out there. Please send us your stuff. We love getting it and we do our best. We listen to everything and we do our best to squeeze what we can in the show where appropriate.
Absolutely.
Jen, the last track we're going to do for our Gospel Soul Brunch show is, tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be Sister Rosetta Tharpe. You can't go any further than that. This is Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air.
Oh, what a way to go out.
Yeah, mama.
Catch you next week.
See ya.
Thank you.